Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a quiet place where you can filter out the noise and the hustle, this is it. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. Well, here we are again, the beautiful, hectic, hot mess of a month called May. It's funny to think of May as a hot mess because it's an absolutely beautiful month, isn't it? The world seems like it's awake again. Everything's coming back to life. The plants, so say my allergies, if you can tell. The birds, even the people. There's a lot of activity in May, a lot of wrapping things up and tying up loose ends. At work, it always seems like there's one big project just before Memorial Day when the slower pace of summer work begins. But it always seems like you have to pay for it a few weeks beforehand. You have to get your ducks in a row before you let them scatter to the winds. And mamas, you know about May. You know what it's like to pick up kids at the end of the school day who have more emotions than you did when you were pregnant with them. You know what it's like to assemble 25 snack packs for the whole class on the fly for field day. You know what it's like to be on a first name basis with the employees of Hobby Lobby because your kid has to make a diorama of a scene from their favorite book, and you have no idea how diorama making is going to be used on the SAT. You know what it's like to hold a crying kid who's hurt that she didn't get the award from awards day she wanted so desperately, or feels left out because the other girls in her class signed their yearbooks a certain way and she didn't get that message in hers. And you know what it's like to figure out how you're going to keep your kids happy, healthy, and occupied for the next 2.5 months. May is like the Christmas of spring. You love it. It's a beautiful time of year filled with all sorts of fun things. But man, if it doesn't stress you out a bit. How I forget every year about the stress of May, I don't know. But listen to me, moms. No matter where you are today, no matter how pretty and put together those field day snack bags are, or if you're surviving day to day on takeout pizza, you are doing great. You are. You are a good mom. Do you know how I know? You are a mom who cares about caring and providing for her kid. In moments like this, when I'm desperately in need of a pick-me-up, I try to turn to someone who's been exactly where I've been because I need someone to remind me, Emily, you'll get through this. Your kids are fine. They will be fine. You are a good human who's raising remarkable humans herself. In addition to my own mom, hi, Nana, there's another woman I turn to for advice, and her name is Sally Clarkson. Oh, how I love Sally Clarkson. She is just remarkable. And her book, The Life-Giving Home, just changed my life in so many ways and made me so aware as a mother of the way that I'm shaping my home and the intentionality I have with my kids. But here's a little more about Sally. Sally Clarkson is a best-selling author and podcaster who has dedicated her life to inspiring women to live into the story God has for them. She's been married to her husband, Clay, for 40 years, and they have 4 grown children who have full lives as academics, authors, actors, musicians, filmmakers, and speakers. She has a weekly podcast called At Home with Sally, where she invites you into her home and hands you basically the audio version of a warm cup of tea and a cozy blanket. For all you mamas who need a pep talk today, grab your iced coffee and settle in. This is a podcast episode just for you. So let's get to it. Here is my conversation with my friend and mama mentor, Sally Clarkson. Hi, Sally. How are you?
I am doing great. It is so much fun to see you and to talk with you.
You too. I have to tell you, the Blue Angels are flying right over my house right now. And so if you hear noise, it's beautiful, but also very loud.
That is so funny because where I live in Colorado, I don't know if it's the Blue Angels or someone else, but it is a whole other group of airplanes that fly over there and do wonderful things in May.
It's so beautiful. It's why one of the reasons we chose to build where we did, because we're so close to the Navy base and we love the Blue Angels. So
how fun. Yeah. And we're right next door to the Air Force Academy.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So didn't know we had that in common.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So it is crunch time, as you well know, for a lot of moms who are trying to manage all the things with kids and the end of school and preparing for summer and all of that. And so I just, number one, you know, I adore you and I just look up to you so much and feel like I learn so much from you about not just the tactical parts of motherhood, but the mindset part of motherhood. So what did it look like for you when you were in the thick season of parenting? What was the month of May like for you? Was it wild and crazy? Do you have any tips for moms that are just trying to keep it all together right now?
I wish that I had just trusted the seasons more and just kind of relaxed and gone with it. I think everyone is exhausted of life and goals and lessons and recitals and all of these things when we get to May. And, you know, now I look back and I realize that a lot of those things didn't even matter. At least my kids had never even mentioned them. You know, what they say is, I loved it that we ate meals together every night. I loved it that we were each other's best friends. I loved it that we made memories and celebrated birthdays. And And I think that because of social media, the lessons, the advice, don't want your kids to miss any experience.
Right.
Sometimes just the beautiful, natural rhythms of life that provide relationship and sweetness are put aside. And I think that one of the things I really learned over the years is that if I was becoming angry or impatient, that I needed to look inside my heart and say, okay, what's going on? You know, why am I so exhausted? Why am I being the person I don't want to be? Because this is telling me that something's going on.
Yeah.
And usually if I made it a goal to have rhythms in my life of play, of rest, of fun, of escape, for me and for the kids, I could kind of get back to ground zero. I really used to, as I look back, I realize I wish I had just rested and relaxed more, even in the midst of the demanding seasons, and just thought, this is a part of being a mom.
Yeah, it's a part of it. I feel like so often I try to push against it. Not that I want to change it, but I feel like I can streamline it better, or I can organize it better, or I can fit 19 things into a 5-minute window. I guess over the years that, like, that's not the way. You know, your problem's not that you can't organize it the right way. It's that you have too many things you're trying to organize.
Right.
And so, you know, for me in May particularly, I have had to just learn to say yes to the things that matter to our family, that are important to us, important to me, and no to the things that just don't, you know, in the end game, they don't really matter. So what did that look like for you when you were in those kinds of seasons? What kind of things did you say, absolutely, yes, we are going to make time for this, and then we're just going to politely say no to these other things?
Clay and I moved a lot. We were always involved in some new ministry project, whatever. And we moved to this tiny little town to 200 acres that his family owned. And in the town next door to us, every child played basketball, baseball, you know, all these different things all year long. Yeah. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe it's time. My children were still somewhat small, but maybe it's time that we did this. And so I entered all of them into basketball.
Oh.
And I didn't know that that meant that because each child would be gone 2 nights a week, that we would be gone 5 nights a week or
right.
6 nights a week.
Right.
And so all the kids would, you know, they're used to this kind of thing because I was living in an area where sports were really a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can remember especially one of my children, no names will be called. and, you know, all the, I'm talking about, these are probably 5 or 6 or 7 year olds.
Yeah.
And as they're playing basketball at these games, the fathers were standing up going, get it, you know, do
yes.
it, go after it.
So and, much.
My sweet Renaissance child
yeah.
was at the other end of the court going, hey, you know,
I have one of those too.
Yeah. And I realized that and then to make a long story short, all three of the kids at that point, I didn't have Joy yet. All three of the kids got chicken pox, and then they got encephalitis, and then they had burst eardrums, and then they had pneumonia all within a month.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It was one of those, wait, this isn't according to my plan.
Right.
And as I look back now, I realize I was doing all of these sports because everybody else was doing it, you know, and I was trying to get to know all these people. But as I look back now, I think I wish that somebody had said to me, make your goals fit to your personality, your family's personality, your family's skills. And so a couple of years later, we were living in a bigger town and we gave the kids a choice. You can either do soccer right now this fall, or we have four possible speaking engagements that would take us to the most amazing fun trips.
Cool.
What would you rather do?
Yeah.
And they all said, oh, we'd rather travel.
Cool.
Which surprised me.
I love
but
that.
All that to say, fit your commitments to the values and the story of your own family.
Yeah.
And my kids have never said, ugh, I just really wish I could have that year of seven-year-old soccer back.
I'm laughing because I feel this in my bones right now. All my kids are in so many things. It's like COVID kind of, you know, has given us a little bit of room to do some things. And, you know, we're signed up for soccer. So Saturday, I will be at the soccer field all day.
All day. All day. I know this story.
All day. But I just love that emphasis on experience that you have given your family and your children. We are doing a book tour for You're Always Enough, my new kid's book. And Brady Lay is traveling with me to be the host of all the book signings.
He will absolutely remember that in his lifetime as a significant part of his life. Kids being with parents wherever they go, whatever they do.
Yeah.
Just gives them such a closeness to their parents.
I agree. You know, when my kids were tiny, I used to suffer a lot with mommy guilt and thinking like, if I have the option to stay home and not have a career outside our home, I should take that. And if I don't, then that makes me less of a mom. And yeah. Over the years, I have watched my kids be part of things that I'm doing and learn from what I'm doing and start coming up with their own entrepreneurial ideas. And now I get it. Now I see like, no, they have learned so much from seeing their mom happy and like pursuing something. And, you know, no matter what that is.
You're so good about including your children with you, because I think that every area in life that I have an ideal, there's a counter idea. And I feel like the answer is usually somewhere in between. It's
right.
Neither the extreme on this side or the extreme on that side. Because
right.
If your children ever get to point, I can remember one time one of my boys got to this point where he was acting out a lot.
Yeah.
I said, okay, we're going to go to the bedroom tonight and it's just going to be you and mommy. And he said, no, it's not. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you're going to be interrupted by 1,000 phone calls and then kids are going to come in and daddy's going to come in and I'm not going to get my time with you.
Oh.
And so I said, no, I told everybody to leave me alone, lock the door. And I gave him a little chocolate chip cookie and a little treat. And I said, this is just mommy and you time.
Oh.
And so I think there's a, and I think you're very cognizant of this. We have to have high love and really invest in our children and in their souls and minds and hearts and time.
Yeah.
And we also need to trust that they're developing muscle when we give them kind of out of the box experiences and get to help us as we go. And, you know, I think that we could talk about that a lot more, but I do feel like this guilt that everyone tries to say there's only one way
right.
doesn't honor the personality or the story that each person is living individually.
Amen. Amen. And none of our stories are supposed to look the same. You know, there's no one size fits all.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Social media has really done a number on motherhood in general, hasn't it? This summer, I'm going to be out and about a lot, which means I need some cute clothes that are also super comfy. But I don't have tons of time for shopping, and I don't want to buy a bunch of clothes I'll only wear once. Why buy clothes when you can rent them? That's where Armoire comes in. Armoire is a woman-founded clothing rental company that helps women build the closets of their dreams. Armoire carries hundreds of brands in sizes 0 to 24, giving you access to thousands of high-end styles. Getting started with Armoire couldn't be easier. Just hop online and take a quiz about your personal style, select a membership that's right for your needs, and get your pieces. Plus, shipping is fast and free both ways. I'm going to North Carolina for a few weeks, then I'm heading straight out on book tour. And you know what this means? I need lots and lots of summer dresses. I filled my Armoire capsule with tons of midi and maxi dresses that I already love. I got a gorgeous floral maxi dress from Yumi Kim and a super cute nap dress from French Connection. It's going to be hard to return these, to be honest. If you're ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you have to try Armoire. You'll never be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month, plus two free bonus items. Just visit armoire.style and enter code SIMPLIFIED. One more time, go to armoire.style, that's armoire.style, and enter code SIMPLIFIED at checkout to get up to 50% off your first month, plus two free bonus items. bonus items. Armoire, never be without the perfect outfit ever again. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Here's a simple fact. Life can be overwhelming, and sometimes people are burned out without even knowing it. I have been there before. My anxiety was sky high, but at the same time, I was so tired. My motivation was sucked dry, and I just felt trapped by everything. We usually associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles can lead us to feeling burned out. And BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It is much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Therapy has made a huge difference in my life, and BetterHelp has been a seriously helpful tool for me. When I remember that I don't have to solve every problem or even solve them alone, I feel like that's a huge weight lifted off of me. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and my listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/simplified. That's BETTERHELP.com/simplified. Well, I have noticed with my kids, in particular, you know, in the very busy seasons, but also just in a really busy day, that they will start acting out when they get overwhelmed. It's kind of like you mentioned earlier, I start acting out when I get overwhelmed, like when I'm trying to manage getting dinner on the table and finishing the laundry and handling the work email, and then my phone's ringing and the kid wants something. That's when I start to get frustrated, or I raise my voice, or I speak not in a way I want to. And I've also noticed it, especially with my oldest, when he gets really overwhelmed, he starts to act out. And so as your kids have gotten older, you've grown up kids now.
I do. All adults.
That's crazy. How have you seen them deal with overwhelm and stress, even with like their own children? Like, what advice do you have for people or for mothers when they hit that overwhelm spot where they're like, I can't do all the things?
Yeah, I think number one, you really do need to make a plan for your life, like really dream about what legacy do I want to leave?
Yeah.
And what messages are important to me to talk with my children about? What habits or routines or rituals? And I think that a lot of moms, instead of putting regular routines in their lives, like, you know, we had a, when they got up in the morning, one of the kids set the table. Every time they came out of their bedroom, I kissed them, I hugged them, I said, oh, I'm so happy to see you. Because I thought, I need to fill their cup to begin with in the day.
Yeah.
We had devotions right there at the morning table. And then, so we had things during the day that, and I think this goes for summer too, that they knew what to expect.
That's a big deal. But
I think that children are better when they have leadership, in the sense of, this is where we're going, and this is how we're going to get there, even in a daily way, or even on a trip, or even in a whatever, because I think my children learned to live up to expectations better if they knew what they were. So first of all, I would say you have to center your life. You have to get the basics centered. And then you have to only commit to the things that, like, we, because we had four children, we said each of them could only have one outside activity.
Yeah.
Unless they were all involved in it.
Right.
In other words, we weren't going to just be carpooling every single place. And then we had to recognize, we hosted conferences for about 25 years. And that meant that we all knew that in January and February, our whole lives were going to blow apart.
Oh.
So I used paper plates, weighed out a lot more. We ordered in, we let the kids sleep in, but it took strain and stress off of us, because we knew that on the weekends we would all be traveling.
Yeah.
And so we planned accordingly to give them space to rest, to give me space to not do as much, to not be the perfect mom then. And then we knew that, you know, if, end of February, if the house had exploded, you know, whatever had happened, okay, this is what the Clarksons do. They travel and do fun things in January and February, and things explode. Now, we will get it all together again. So
if
we had to come up with a plan for the explosive time. So maybe somebody, I don't know what, is in ballet or whatever. Yeah. There's one time a year they do the Nutcracker, and their lives are going to explode during that season.
Yep.
Make plans in such a way that it cooperates with bringing peace to you and to your kids and to their physical bodies, their rest schedule. The most important factor in your children feeling well is to always have time for a relationship with them. How are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking, sweetheart?
Right.
How can I help
totally.
You right now? That you're monitoring their feelings throughout the busy time so that they will be able to use self-control more.
I love that. And I always notice with my kids, it may have been you that said this, but someone once told me, in the evening, when you tuck your kids in bed, that is the time where they need to unpack their souls.
Right.
That is the
right.
time when they just, whatever happened during the day or whatever worries they have or whatever. And that is where I am like, get your energy together. Cause here we go. You got three of them and they're all talkers. And so they all do it. And that's one of those non-negotiables for me, like during a really busy season, you know,
that's so good. I feel like with Joy, I had three children, three miscarriages, and then Joy. So she was in a different age set than the others.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew that she would be dragged a lot during the day because she wouldn't go with me to their lessons or to their whatever. And so I made a commitment to give her 30 to 40 minutes each night all by herself.
I love that.
Sometimes I would just fall asleep on her bed while she was talking to me.
I love it.
But she remembered. She said, I had my own mommy time and you told me stories and you made me feel like I was important because I had my own mommy time. So everybody has to do it differently, but the other kids were older by then and I could kind of redirect them. But I knew that if I had missed time with her during the day or she'd been dragged too much, she knew she could unload, get my attention, have fun with me during those times.
In the evening. Oh, that is so sweet. Well, what would you say directly to the mamas right now who really need a pep talk, who've had to shepherd their kids through 2 years of absolute, you know, unpredictability, who just need everything to work out in their favor right now?
Yeah. I would say learning to accept your story as it is. We cannot change the fact that we had COVID for 2 years. And so don't worry about the fact that your children might have missed something or whatever. Live into it. They're going to be okay. If you're okay, they're going to be okay. They're going to look at you to say, do mom and dad think this is okay? If you are complaining, if you are falling apart, if you are angry in front of them, or if you're looking at the news all the time and going, oh, the world is going to pot,
right?
Then they're going to create more stress for you because they're going to be upset. So I would say, try to accept the times that you've been given. Try to minimize, especially for little children, the stress that you see out there. And try to build rhythms into your own life, like hot baths for me.
Oh, my favorite. Same.
Yeah. Going for long walks. And I would take the kids or leave them with Clay or whatever. But I needed to have time for me to regroup. I'm a human being who has needs, physical needs, emotional needs, mental needs.
Yeah.
I did Saturday mornings out.
Yeah.
Clay would take the kids on Saturday mornings. And I would either go with a friend, eventually with my daughters, but I would go out to this little tiny French cafe and drink my own cup of coffee that no one drank.
No one touched it.
No one touched it. I'd go for a walk and usually with a friend. And then I would come home by noon and I'd be okay. But whatever you can do, accept your story. Secondly, build according to your needs as an introvert or extrovert.
Yes.
Maybe you need more people. Maybe you need an activity.
Yeah.
But at least include, this is a marathon. It lasts forever.
It's long.
It is so long. It's still going for me.
Still going.
my kids are 37 and under. But build into your life. It's a good use of your time to take care of yourself in such a way.
Oh.
This is what I say to people. If you understand that your children or friends or whatever are regularly taking from you on a regular basis, then you have to understand that it's at some point you have to keep filling up or else nobody will have anything good to draw from you.
Oh, that is so true.
So I had to build into my life refueling moments so that there would always be something of worth that I had invested in myself that others could draw from me.
I love that. And what I've learned over the years is it's not like a vacation away by yourself. No, it's like a hot cup of tea after the kids go to bed, or it's a bath. And I take a bath every single morning and every single night. And I just, my
wonderful
happy place where no one's talking to me. No one is trying to get my attention. I can read my book and it's great. And it's just one of those little life-giving things that you build into your day that may seem so small, but really does make an impact.
It really does. And I think that as women who are wise, we need to give ourselves permission to
for sure.
rest once in a while, to live into the story that we're being given. I know I had asthmatic ear infected children who were constantly in the middle of the hospital when they were little.
Yeah.
And I learned just to go, okay, here we go again. This is us. And again, I think that women worry about what their children are missing.
Yeah.
If you're loving them well, eating, you know, somewhat normal meals, if you're talking to them and they're growing incrementally, you're reading to them, you're doing some fun things here and there, they're going to be okay.
They're going to be okay. You're doing a good job.
For thousands of years, became geniuses without this rigid 6 to 8 hours a day of school and 5,000 hours of homework and 2,000 hours of lessons. No.
No.
We have Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and Madame Curie. I mean, you look at all the different stories and you realize that a lot of them had just times in their lives where they were just living through the gifts of the story that they've been given.
I love that. That is such encouragement.
Whenever I sign up for a new subscription, I'm always sure I'm going to use it. And I bet you are too. But think for a second, are you using all the subscriptions you're paying for? Guys, it is time to find and cancel subscriptions you are not using for free, thanks to Truebill. Truebill is a free, easy-to-use app that helps you discover subscriptions you're paying for and cancels them with just one click. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. On top of that, Truebill can give you a quick breakdown of your finances so you can see where your money is going and how you can tweak your spending habits. It has become one of my favorite budgeting tools. Listen, do you know how many app subscriptions I have signed up for? I always forget about them until I get a notice from Apple telling me, congrats, this app has been renewed. Truebill helped me find so many app subscriptions I wasn't using, and I canceled them with just one click. It was so easy, I literally did it from Carline, and I am saving so much. Seriously, guys, stop subscriptions you don't need and use that cash for things you do. Join more than 2 million Truebill members taking back financial control at truebill.com/simplified. Go to truebill.com/simplified right now. It could save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. One more time, that's truebill.com/simplified. Okay, I have three rapid-fire questions for you. So this is something we do at the end, and it's whatever answer comes to your brain, you just let us know. So best thing to put kids and mom in a better mood quickly?
I would throw my kids in the car. I'm talking about when they were little, generally little. If everybody was fussing or fighting or whatever, we lived in the mountains often, and I would throw them in the car, put on some kind of really fun audible, and say, we're going to drive up to the frozen yogurt place. And they would listen to the tape. They would be quiet because they knew a treat was coming, and it gave me space to not
Absolutely.
For me, you know, doing that on occasion or going to a park or whatever, but just they were used to being in the car. They loved hearing all these great stories.
Yeah.
And then they would eat their little ice cream cone or whatever.
Yeah. And it resets them.
Or it can be a park. It can be a restaurant. It can be a place to hike, whatever.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I could calm them down when they were in the car.
I love that. Somebody told me once water is the magic ingredient. So we'd get out the hose, or I'd throw them in the bathtub, or we live in Florida, so we'd jump in the pool. But water, in whatever way, water play in the kitchen, it just made them happy.
That is such a great thing. I'm going to copy you. I guess I should say Emily Lay told
me
that.
No, it wasn't me. I think it was Busy Toddler on Instagram said that. It's just water. Water is the magic. Okay. Favorite small way to take care of yourself?
I have a tea time, light my candles every single morning. I just do that. I have a time by myself. I have a tea time every afternoon, you know, where I just spend 15 minutes, try to hide someplace in the house. Sometimes my older kids, they're with me, or Clay. But being by myself is really important to me.
Me too. Me too.
Because people are always picking for me on a regular basis. Occasional, if somebody gives me a massage, I will think, I should have thought of that. But baths, walks, you know, I've kind of said a lot of it, but I do these things regularly.
I love that. This is not a rapid fire question. I'm just curious. What's your favorite tea?
Oh, Yorkshire Gold.
Oh, okay.
Yorkshire Gold is kind of the strongest tea. It stands at attention. Yeah, it's an English tea that I get. You can
Yorkshire
get it.
Yorkshire Gold.
Amazon.
I'll look it up. I've never fallen in love with tea because most of the tea I've had has been very like watered down.
Oh, I don't like watered down. And also, okay. I feel like I'm 68 years old and I haven't died yet. Put some sugar in it.
I was going to ask you, do you put milk in it?
I put milk, sugar, and I drink my tea without regret or guilt.
I love it. Okay. Okay. Noted. I'm gonna look that up. Okay. This is a big one. Your number one piece of parenting advice.
Love your children well. Consider their personalities. Love them according to their strengths, their weaknesses. Tell them they are just a gift to you.
Yeah.
Love is something that gives them the ability to forgive, to believe in themselves, to last long. Make love a goal, a priority. Narrate love to them all the time. Believe forward in their lives. Love, 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 love.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much, Sally. I love getting to spend time with you in any way, shape, or form, but this has just been such a good conversation.
I know. We need to be in the same town again sometime, but thank you so much for letting me be with you.
Of course. And for anyone who doesn't know, can you just let everyone know where they can find you and your amazing podcast and your books and everything?
Everything that about me, books, podcasts, blog, everything is at sallyclarkson.com. I'm on Instagram at sally.clarkson because we got the original Sally Clarkson and then someone lost the password. So
oh,
we
no.
can't get back to it. Sally.clarkson. And then my podcast is At Home with Sally.
I love it. Okay, Sally, till next time.
All right.
Guys, wasn't that just amazing? I soak up every word Sally has to say and put all of them in my back pocket for when I need them. As we close out this episode, I'd like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back into our days. In spite of all the craziness, may you remember that a good mom is someone who loves her children. And that's been true of you every single moment since you laid eyes on them. In spite of all the scheduling madness, may you remember that the word no is a complete sentence. And that you get to decide what gets an intentional, enthusiastic yes for your family. And in spite of the full calendar, I hope you remember that this busy season won't last. The hustle and bustle will stretch out into the slow and sweet summer calm before you know it. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task for this week. A massage or a manicure can't fix a broken heart, but they sure can help a tired one. Today, I want you to put something on your calendar that's a self-care treat just for you. It doesn't even have to put a dent in your budget. It could be something as simple as taking your kids to a friend's house while you and your partner grab some takeout. Or you have a solo night watching Gilmore Girls and eating popcorn and painting your toes a hot tomato red shade that's perfect for summer. Cajun shrimp, OPI, that's what you want. Self-care can't fix everything, but carving out a few minutes to take care of yourself outside of being a mama can help a lot. Oh, and in a few weeks, I'm going to tell you about how our family and Team Simplified spend our summers in what we call summer mode. If you're wondering how we do it, I think you might like that episode, so stay tuned for that one in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode reminded you that you are doing a good job, Mom. I promise. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. You can watch my chat with Sally over on our YouTube channel, plus you can listen to this and every other Simplified episode ad-free and get new episodes early over on Apple Premium. Just type the Simplified Podcast into the search bar and tap the little blue podcast icon with the pink pineapple. Before you go, I have a quick favor to ask. If you love this show, would you go to your podcast provider and leave a review? I want more people reaching for a life that's a bit more slow and sweet and good. And leaving a review helps your podcast provider get this show to more people who will enjoy it. If you've left a review, thank you. Please know I've read your words and taken them to heart. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.